Okay, Amberin, I know you're back in Bingal in front of the collapsed dormitory. Can you tell us what the situation is there now? Is there still any hope of survivors?
Well, the military Turkish colonel who's directing the whole rescue operation insists that there is hope, and some very dramatic scenes when the colonel ordered everyone here. I mean, there are hundreds of people, soldiers, journalists, and of course, relatives of the children trapped under the school, milling around. He told everybody to just shut up, and so there was total silence, and they started using this very sensitive listening equipment in the hopes of hearing some voices, signs of life. The colonel asked the children to sort of tap on the walls, cough, if they could hear them, but sadly, there was no response. And so then the colonel ordered the sniffer dogs to come and start sniffing. So that's what's happening right now. We have the dogs looking for signs of life. One happy moment about an hour ago when a 14-year-old boy was pulled out alive. But then we had a pretty serious aftershock and we were all ordered out of the area. All the rescue workers had to be evacuated from the scene. So a lot of drama here still this morning, Al.
I understand there was a protest earlier, people upset claiming that the government's not doing enough to rescue the children who are trapped inside. What can you tell us about that protest?
That's right. A crowd gathered in Bingöl City and started protesting, and apparently they started attacking some shops, ransacking shops, breaking shop windows, and then the local military started firing shots in the air. But we haven't heard of any casualties in that incident. But it reflects the frustration, the anger here, because don't forget this is a large Kurdish area, one of the provinces that has long been neglected by the central government. A lot of poverty here, and indeed the boys who were sleeping in that dormitory came from very poor rural families, from villages where there are no schools because the government never bothered to build any.
Amberin, have you been around the area today to see any other rescue efforts going on or recovery or the impact of the quake?
Well, as one drives through the town to get to this school, one does see quite a few buildings, and yes, rescue efforts continuing there too. Also today, we see many more tents erected in the gardens outside people's homes. People are too scared to go back to their homes, and it gets extremely cold at night. The government has now started distributing these tents. We also see soup kitchens and people being given free food. So that's the situation here.
We've heard reports of various types of foreign assistance being offered or being on the way. It's now well over 24 hours since the quake happened. Is there any sign of any foreign assistance arriving?
I certainly haven't seen any signs of foreign assistance. I know that the U.S. government certainly offered assistance. It was told that it was not required, that the Turkish government could handle the situation on its own. I think that probably is true because the rescue effort seems terribly well organized. A lot of different rescue teams working very closely with the military here. And yes, it's a very, very tragic incident, but it's certainly nowhere on the scale of the 1999 earthquake in northwest Turkey that claimed 17,000 lives. And then, of course, we had all sorts of foreign teams coming in, helping out. But I think right now, the Turkish government seems to have the situation here very much under control.
And as you stand there looking at this terrible scene, they have not given up hope, apparently. They are still hoping to get more children out of that wreckage alive.
They are absolutely determined to get children out of that wreckage alive. The colonel here said, "We will stay here till we get every single child out of there, and I want them alive." He was barking those orders. It was a very sort of dramatic moment.
All right. Thank you very much, Amberin. That's Amberin Zaman near the Turkish town of Bingöl at the site of the collapsed dormitory. And I'm Al Pessin, VOA News in London.